En un lugar en México, entre las montañas, vivía una viuda.
A long time ago, in a place in Mexico through the mountains, there lived a widow, which time and life had turned her into a hard-working woman who was difficult to frighten. This widow lived alone, something she didn't mind because she had two big dogs that took care of her. She would go to sleep really early, until one night.
Ugh, what's with all the barking? I can't even see anything. These dogs must have just seen a cat.
But the dogs kept barking all night, and all of the nights to follow for 1 month. On one of those nights, the tired widow yelled at one of them.
Damn it, dogs! Why won't you just shut up? I would just like to know what you dogs see.
And as if the oldest dog had heard her, he exclaimed,
"We see things you're not allowed to see."
Without being alarmed, the widow responded,
"I would still like to see what you see. I'm not afraid. Tell me, what do I have to do?"
"You asked for it, lady. Every morning for 7 days, take the mucus from our eyes and put them in your eyes. On the eighth night, when we start barking, come out and see what we see."
And like many things that shouldn't be, the widow did everything the dog told her to do. The quiet and serene night, the whispering wind brought to the distant barks to her ears. The widow that feared nothing came out to see what the dogs were barking at, but she never imagined what she was about to witness.
"Now what? What are you dogs barking at?"
"Look over there."
When the widow looked towards where the dogs were barking, she saw death moving slowly between lost souls, twisting in sorrow and crying in pain. Behind them, there was a man in black, and a widow in white covered in gray, hair full of fear, for they had died the night before. Farther along in the river that followed, death and its parade of lost souls, screaming in agony, devils laughed and jumped. The widow turned around and went to sleep. And like many things that should not have happened, and happened, in the little town, showered by the first rays of the sun, only the slow and pitiful howls of the dogs were heard. It was until several days later that the people of the town noticed the lady was missing. Concerned, they went to her house. Upon entering her bedroom, they discovered her body in the bed with a note in her hand that said,
"I've seen death. And now, she's coming for me."
Now, perhaps you may think differently when you hear dogs barking at night.